Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumaire. 23. Mid the battle gear saw he a blade triumphant, old sword of Irton's, with edge of proof, warrior's heirloom, weapon unmatched. Save only 'twas more than other men to bandy of battle could bear at all, as the giants had wrought it, ready and keen. Seized then its chain-hilt the Skalding's chieftain, bold in battle grim, brandished the sword, reckless of life, and so wrathfully smote that it gripped her neck and grasped her hard, her bone-rings breaking, the blade pierced through that fated one's flesh. To floor she sank, bloody the blade, he was blithe of his deed. Then blazed forth light, 'twas bright within as when from the sky there shines, as when from the sky there shines unclouded heaven's candle. The hall he scanned. By the wall then when he, his weapon raised, high by its hilts, the hygelic thane, angry and eager. That edge was not useless to the warrior now. He wished with speed Grendel to guerdon for grim raids many, for the war he waged on western Danes, oftener far than an only time, when of Hrothgar's hearth companions he slew in number and sleep devoured 15 men of the folk of Danes, and as many others outward bore his horrible prey. Well paid for that the wrathful prince. For now, prone, he saw Grendel stretched there, spent with war, spoiled of life, so scathed had left him Heorot's battle. The body sprang far when after death it endured the blow, sword stroke savage that severed its head. Soon then saw the sage companions who waited with Hrothgar, watching the flood, that the tossing waters turbid grew, blood-stained the mare. Old men together, hoary-haired of the hero spake. The warrior would not, they weened again, proud of conquest, come to seek their mighty master. To many it seemed the wolf of the waves had won his life. The ninth hour came. The noble Skaldings left the headland. Homeward went the gold friend of men. But the guests sat on, stared at the surges, sick in heart, and wished, yet weened not, their winsome lord again to see. Now that sword began, from blood of the fight, in battle droppings warblade to wane. 'Twas a wondrous thing, that all of it melted, as ice is wont when frosty fetters the father loosens, unwinds the wave bonds, wielding all seasons and times, the true god he. Nor took from that dwelling the Duke of the Geats, save only the head, and that hilt withal blazoned with jewels, the blade had melted. Burned was the bright sword, her blood was so hot, so poisoned the hell-sprite who perished within there. Soon he was swimming, who safe saw in combat downfall of demons, up dove through the flood. The clashing waters were cleansed now, waste of waves, where the wandering fiend her life-days left and this lapsing world. Swam then to strand the sailor's refuge, sturdy in spirit, of sea-booty glad, of burden brave he bore with him. Went then to greet him, and God they thanked, the thane band choice of their chieftain blithe, that safe and sound they could see him again. Soon, from the hardy one helmet and armor deftly they doffed, now drowsed the mare, water neath welkin with war-blood stained. Forth they fared by the footpaths thence, merry at heart the highways measured, well-known roads. Courageous men carried the head from the cliff by the sea, an arduous task for all the band, the firm in fight since four were needed on the shaft of slaughter, strenuously to bear to the gold hall Grendel's head. So presently to the palace there, foemen fearless, 14 Geats marching came, their master of clan mighty amid them the meadow ways trod. Strode then within the sovereign thane, fearless in fight of fame renowned, hardy hero, Hrothgar to greet. And next by the hair into hall was borne Grendel's head, where the henchmen were drinking, an awe to clan and queen alike, a monster of marvel, the men looked on. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.